Foggy Mountain Breakdown. In my hometown, there is a shop where they make photographs for young couples who want a souvenir. They take a photograph of her, dressed in the costume of her ordinary life, and little by little, in successive photographs, they change it into a nun. You see, my eye is still like a frantic camel, half in and half out of the gate. For I see you going barefoot up the church steps, in a cape trimmed with minks, wearing a Rembrandt hat and a bunch of violets in your bosom. And when it comes to that, I am there too, bending over to brush off the pollen. You don't know Rosalind, sister, you don't. No ship of yours could make it through one of her seas, lightly spreading its vast pressures over all its surface, tumbling down with all its strength when the moon desires it. Rosalind has no secrets, only the opening of a door. Then a landscape big with child will stand there, while a thin creature moves sadly past, his vermin's face full of red paws, ironic, defiant. And then he'll sit down when he's bidden. This ceremony of opening the door and sitting at your feet, may it never end. May it never end. May he lay his head in your lap for all time. For it was you who walked by my side, sister. Just think, you walked by my side. And during all this, a little black clapper taps in my ear, no longer near. All I do's interlaced with you, a gesture in need of a figure, just as we played at interlacing eyelashes, giving to your neck the necessary inclination, as Botticelli does in both the pagan and the scriptural, hardly changing at all the natural curve of your lips, the whole curve of your body as if secretly hidden in your all-absorbing smile. As one sees in the form of the clouds appearing upon a neutral and colorless background, those sketches by clay upon which one sees in every rag bone and in all directions, traced in mad colors on the gray country, spiraling, encompassing smiles. Nuns from afar look like poplars. We were walking between two rows of trees, and it seems to me now that I might have spoken, but the trees counseled silence. Was that a mistake? Tell me. I don't want to know. If so, then my life, all life since then, is mistaken. And suddenly, as one pushes aside bushes and briar, you appeared at the end of a long, shadowy lane, the outlet of a thousand small holes full of light. Nuns from afar look like fates. But once having been, even once, but just once, can our least little flutter be lost? An idea of your once having been, nonetheless, after boot camp, at that very moment, ready to be kissed and won, swept over me with so violent intoxication, with eyes starting from my head and jaws parted, as though to devour you. Once, just once, someone too real. Someone just once. And I feel blessed that I should be given all this to give back to the stars. Down they go, and they take her with them. Down, down into the darkness, the dead land. Down the steps they go, dim, bygone centuries sounding a flute. Down they go, and they take me with them, sounding deep notes in the heart of the universe. Shall I too be a garden where no one shall run in my grass? Shall I be a silent place, a nightingale making discord? Shall I too be a leaf on that tree of life, that dying tree? You can rest assured, love, of one thing at least. I'll wait on the last day, as I did on the first.